Okay, so we're back. So Bernie, there's kind of five different steps when you do los días. So you do the
Afuera,
afuera, which means you're outside,
right?
the adentro,
Entrada.
entrada. So that's when you're coming into the
As
home.
they open the door for you, yeah.
And then adentro is when you're in the house.
Yes.
What's four?
Four is the personalized verses
Okay.
for the family. You personalize those verses to each. When we go in, if there's a lot of people that we don't recognize, I normally send somebody in to write names.
Okay.
They give me a list of names, and I make verses for those names
Oh,
as I'm
okay.
standing there. That, you know, sometimes I'll combine three or four names, but they have to rhyme.
Right.
So, but I have to make them on like
On the
quick
spot.
on the spot. And the only break that you have is the La Vuelta del Violín. You know, it gives you a little time to put it together, but very little, and then you do it.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun, and I think that's what really people like.
Yeah.
They like it all. I mean,
Yep.
they love it all. And then Chris, we go to the after that's over, then we do los versos de despedida, and that's because we're getting ready to leave. And we ended up with our own written Las Mañanitas del Año Nuevo, and everybody sings that. Everybody gets into Las Mañanitas. They're so pretty, but the lyrics are totally different than Las Mañanitas. We use the tune de Las Mañanitas because everybody knows it, and that makes it livelier. As you know, being a musician, the more people you can excite, the more fun
Oh
you're gonna
yeah.
have.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean too. The minute if I ever do a show and I personalize it by saying somebody's name, they just everybody loves it, so it's the exact same thing for when you're doing it for the whole family,
Right.
when they hear their own name in the song and oh, it's exciting. And I'm gonna have you sing. Can you do the entrada verse? But watch your foot there, Bernie, on the microphone there. And let's start with the entrada, the one of the first, the or is none the what's the first one?
Afuera.
Afuera. Let's start with
And
afuera.
that's a verse, Chris, that everybody sings. Remember the first four or three, the entrada, and I'll introduce them as I go through. But the one of the verses, the afuera, as we arrive to the house, you know, with all the bells and whistles and guitars and everything. The verse, the afuera, it goes like this. Hoy es día de año nuevo y así lo marca el reloj. A la familia de adentro, buenos días le de Dios. So that's afuera, and everybody's singing that because we wrote this verses so that everybody's singing and not just me. Okay, and then as they open the door, you know, we sing several verses outside. And then because it takes a little while, you know, you're there at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. It takes a little while for people to to open the door. So you sing quite a few verses outside, and sometimes if they're taking a little long, we go through the same list again. So now they open the door, and the el verso de entrada goes like this. Para entrar esta casa, pongo un pie, pongo los dos. A la familia Arellano, buenos días le de Dios. So that's a verse entrada, right? You're inside the house now. And so there's several verses that we have as we're coming in. We don't stop with that one. There's probably six or seven that everybody's singing because it's kind of,
It's talking about the family's
yeah,
house you're
talking
going
about the
into.
family that you're in. It's you know, whatever. And then once you're inside, then now it's time that stops, and now it's time to do the personalized verses. One of the old verses that probably everybody knows, It goes like this. Everybody knows it, and I'm going to sing it. It's probably one of the first ones that I learned is, Desde Amalia he venido con la nieve a la rodilla para estar aquí en su casa y darle los buenos días. So that's kind of like what that goes. But another one is like inside, like I told you, they give you names, right? Now I have to make those names, make a verse for that person.
If I gave you a name right now, do you think you could make one up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can I challenge you live?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's say the person inside is Joaquin.
Joaquin. Andamos dando los días con acordeón y violín. Cuando se me iba a olvidar ese nombre de Joaquin. And I can do those. And then, Chris, you know, I told you earlier that the ones that I had to practice a lot, because you have to find the right words, the right lyrics to match them with that tune, are the ones that you do in English.
Yeah.
And, you know, traditionally what we do is we go out, we pass a collection. Mm-hmm. The collection is passed, and you know, which we have a fund that we're trying to do a video. We've accumulated a pretty good decent fund already to do that, so people can have that, because it's all live. We have a lot of recording. We have a lot of people on that tape, mm-hmm. on different videos. Over the years, we've collected quite an archive of videos, mm-hmm. and we have that. But one of them is, since we passed a collection, this is the first one I made. I remember I figured, well, they asked me to sing a verse to so-and-so, and I figured, well, I might as well see if I can collect a little money from them.
So he added that into the verse.
So I said, the verse goes like this. We've been singing all night, and we travel very far. If you don't have any money, we even take MasterCard.
And that will for sure get you some tips.
And so then one of the other verses, Chris, that's very, very traditional and old. I mean, just about everybody that I know knows this verse for the houses that we go to. It goes, no queremos bizcochitos ni pastel de calabaza. Lo que queremos y ustedes es buen aprecio en su casa. So, there's several of them, you know, like...
Can you translate that last one? So you don't want bizcochitos, you don't want pastels, like...
Pumpkin pie. All we want is a good welcome in your house.
Yeah.
Buen aprecio, to be appreciated in your house.
Yeah.
And so, and then we make some funny ones, and we make some spiritual ones. I love the spiritual ones, especially to the elderly people. I'll sing one, because I think this is what probably motivates why we keep getting invited to go back, is because we add that joy and hope and part of our faith. And I think the one that it goes like this. A la familia Sánchez por sus buenos corazones, Dios que les dé larga vida y los colme con bendiciones. Mm-hmm. It just kind of like, and then y luego, salimos de mañana a darle los buenos días, que quede aquí con ustedes la Virgen Santa María. So they, wow. You just go, you know,
yeah,
and they just flow. And then the verses, Chris, those verses, And then we finish, and then of course I'll give you another tune, but I'll give you a tune now before we do the tune of Las Mañanitas. That other tune was, I guess it's called La Cuna. Mm-hmm. And that verse, that was the original tune of Los Días that I grew up with. I don't think nobody did it any other way. As they went through, they started changing it a little bit. And this was a tune of the Arellanitos from Ventero. Mm-hmm. And if I use the same, sing the same verse with a different tune, it sounds different. It goes like this. Hoy es día de año nuevo y así lo marca el reloj. A los señores de adentro, buenos días le de Dios.
Oh, that's the original.
That's the original.
Yeah.
And then, todo este río pa' abajo, corre el agua por el llano. Cuando se me va a olvidar el famoso Chris Arellano.
Yay!
See, I made you one.
I know, I'm not on the spot. Has there ever been, what are the ones that stump you the most, do you think? Like the names, or has there any been any that really...
Some names, some new names, you know, like, I remember one of them that I remember going to Cerro and they gave me this list of names, and on this list was Gidget. Gidget. You know Gidget, you know, she's, whose daughter is she? She's one of the Montoya's daughter. And I can't forget to mention this, that the Montoya family, the Marshall Bailon and Vilma and all those people, they host us every year. That's where we finish Los Días. As I told you earlier, we used to finish Los Días at the Sanchez Bar in Amalia, the Sanchez Hall. And now we finish them at Encerro. They put out a banquet like you wouldn't believe. I mean, they are, I don't know how many people they invite there. I think the last time that I was there, 20, which is, like I say, we didn't go for 21, but we went in on the eve of 20. And
of 19, yeah, because 20 was the...
Yeah, 20. So I think there must have been 75... names, a list of 75 people. Oh, wow. That they gave me. And now you can't, that means that I would have to come up with 75 verses, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to compile 75 verses. You try to group them. At least if they have the first and last name, you can group all the Montoyas, all the Riveras or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, because you can group them that way, a la familia Montoya, o a todos los Montoyas, you can group them that way. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you have to mention one verse, like, for example, Alonso Martinez. If somebody sings a verse to Alonso Martinez, and then I know there's probably four other Martinez there. Mm-hmm. So I start with his. I start with his verse and then group the rest, tie in the rest to that, so it makes it a little easier. So I don't sing 75 verses.
Yeah.
Probably sing only maybe 20 or 25.
Only 20.
Or 25. Only 25.
Except for when you get Gidget. What happens when you get Gidget?
Oh, Gidget. When you get a name like Gidget, you're how am I going to make this sound? And then is it, and you get names like that are hard.
Yeah.
You asked me one a while ago to sing a verse for Joaquin.
I was trying to think of a tricky one, but...
you asked me to do a, how about Joaquin, so I can make Joaquin. But they throw you a name like Gidget. It's hard. I don't even know. I don't even remember how I finally ended up. I think I grouped that name with somebody else to make it sound... use the other name and include Gidget as, and also to include Gidget, no? And I keep saying that name because I remember that was one that I could not. Man, I went around that name. I'd skip that name. And then they say, La Guiche, La Guiche. And I couldn't come up with a name for Guiche.
That's a hard one. That's awesome. Well, it's so good that you guys include everybody. You know, that's what's special. I think that's what, like you said earlier, that's what keeps the tradition alive, is because everybody feels like they're part of it, and you know, everybody wants to be a part of something.
Mm-hmm. And I think, and then of course, as we end the day there, or the morning, or that particular, as we get ready to leave from that family, then by this time they have probably gave us food and drink or whatever, and then just before we leave, because we went through that calm period, and just before we leave, either before we eat or just we get ready to leave, we do the las mañanitas that we compose. They're very long, but we only do like maybe 4 to 6 verses. Mm-hmm. And we use a tonada de las mañanitas, and it's oye, estas son las mañanitas que les cantamos aquí. Hoy por ser del año nuevo, se las cantamos así. Andamos dando los días con muy buenos corazones, pa' traerles mucha alegría y cumplir con tradiciones. Ya viene amaneciendo y al año nuevo llegó. A la familia de esta casa, buenos días le de Dios.
Nice.
So,
and that's your walking out.
That's as you're walking out, and yeah, it's it's I wish we had the violin and the guitars to give you a real feel of what it's like.
Yeah. No, I know. I wish.
And we can do that if you want to. I can get Danny and Dean and a couple of... You have to have the violin. The violin is a... Mm-hmm. There was a couple of times that we didn't have violins for Los Días, and it's not the same.
Yeah.
That violin is... There's something about the violin that brings everything out.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's because of the violin. I use the violin a lot because when I'm trying to make a verse up, mm-hmm. I'll just tell the violinist, he already knows, I just give him a signal that he needs to go through a round.
He plays a vueltita.
Give me an opportunity to finish it, right? Yeah. And then you have some, I remember one person, Chris, this is going to be funny for you because you understand the music and the tune and everything. Anyway, this gentleman, we asked him that he had to sing back to us. You know, you asked that question earlier, if people sing back to us. And this, we asked this person to respond with a verse. And he started like this. A ustedes, mis primos, me da gusto que vinieron aquí. And then he said, La mucura está en el suelo, mamá no puede. that was so funny. You know, because they just don't, he kind of started okay.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to go on good. And then he stayed there like, thinking for a while. And then he went to La mucura, you know, but he sang.
Right. No, it's not easy. It's not easy to come up with you know, that's like you said, the versistas, they're special to be able to think of, tie all those names in right on the spot, and mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's awesome. Well, Bernie, I wish we could have had everybody here. That was my original plan, to have the have a, the group of you guys to record them, you know, and have all the violins and the guitarron, and with COVID we couldn't really make it happen this time, but maybe another time, and I can add it to the story, but we can get the whole group together.
Well, we have, you know, if you want to do some, we have probably some recordings of that you could kind of tie in a little bit, you mm-hmm. know, blend it in.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Some we of have, the live videos. We probably have that, that I can try to get from, I might have some recordings myself. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, maybe I can make that happen. So what's your words of wisdom for the younger generation who might want to start joining in on this and be part of it? And
well, you know, Chris, we have a lot of beautiful traditions in northern New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I mean they're endless, and I think the probably I've been blessed to have lived with and with elderly people that taught me a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think something that we need to tell our younger generation to get involved and listen to the stories of their grandparents, their parents, and put yourself in that moment of what they did for entertainment, like Los Diaz. There was just a lot of unity. It brought a lot of unity. You know, right now, if you tell somebody about Los Diaz, they'll say, oh, I can find it on YouTube. They know where it's at. But to experience it, you have to have that experience. You know, and it goes to everything that your ancestors teach you or what you learn from them, whether it's your faith, your music, bailes, los valses, whatever it is, it's beautiful to retain that. You know, that's one of the reasons why I really admire, like, the Native American, the Taos Pueblo. I admire him that they have stuck to what their traditions, you know, the, mm-hmm. what is it, the Kiva and the everything that they do, it's so powerful. Oh, yeah. And they get the young people involved. Mm-hmm. Their kids have to go through that. And I think that's, if we could do that, mm-hmm. we'd have a very beautiful world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's right. The experience, like you said, because I remember, you know, I used to hear of my dad would play for the New Year's, and then he'd go out.
Yeah, he'd go out with us.
And then, you know, so I'd always heard of it, but until I actually went with you guys before, you know, and I haven't done it a lot of times, but I seem to always end up at the end, at the party, and I bring my mandolin to sit in, but, oh yeah, it's just beautiful. Like the pilgrimage, you know.
The pilgrimage.
When I experienced that, I was just
It blows amazing. You away. It's just a feeling. I think it connects. It's part of your heritage, you know, part of your culture. And when it touches the heart is when you feel that. Mm-hmm. You say, man, this is so neat, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, Chris, what I gotta give my mom a lot of credit for what she instilled in us to do the Diaz. Mm-hmm. What she always told us, do not, if you're going out on Los Diaz, be very respectful. The people don't have to open. But when they open their houses to you, be respectful. Don't think it's a bar, it's a house. Don't get drunk. Don't make fools out of yourself. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it, but don't get drunk.
Yeah.
And so I made it, a lot of groups that faded out, that's why they faded out. Because if people wouldn't open the doors, oh, I vienen eso borracho, and they wouldn't open the door. We try to make ours very family and fun.
Yeah.
And we do not allow anybody to walk in with beer or drinks to another house. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're celebrating, mm-hmm. but we do not allow our group to walk in with beer, a beer in their hand or a shot or a bottle. Mm-hmm. If they want to serve it inside for us, so be it, we'll drink.
Well,
but we do not walk in with it. And I think it's a sign of respect, you know, for that they're opening their doors for us. And then of course the what there was Dan Rivera and Cleotilde Rivera, do you remember them? From that would be Richard Rivera's dad and mom. You talk about a banquet that they used to put out for us. That's what got us coming more to Costilla. You, these people that really welcome you and prepare, they'll call you and they'll say, "We're going to be waiting for you. What time you think you're going to be here? And you better be there because they're going to have the pozole, the chilies, you name it, they have it." So now, next year, you want to make sure that you come there. They'll invite you, and then they'll invite somebody else. And before we knew it, we were hitting a lot of houses here in Costilla. But we always have, from the except for 1963, Los Días traditionally, since I started, we always started at the Sánchez. That those were the last houses up in Amalia. We always started from the top and work our way down. And
Would you guys wouldn't walk from
no
Amalia
no
to
no
Costilla, right?
no
You would.
no we know no you couldn't walk that far. But in Amalia, those groups, they walked 15, you know, blizzards, and they'd walk. And I still can't imagine how they could keep themselves together in that, walking in that cold weather at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And those were the people that I mentioned earlier. Those were the die-hard versistas that went out. But you know, if you think of Amalia, well, how many houses could they really go walking? You probably 6 houses in the whole day. We've done as much as 20 houses in one day, you know, but we're driving, but they were walking. And
That's awesome.
maybe they'd have their little lanterns. They had their, there was long coats. I remember they all had long coats.
They wouldn't go on their horses, you think, or
No,
no? They would just.
it was walking. For some reason, they did it walking.
And
And
that was probably passed down to them, huh? That was just.
and then I remember walking only like maybe to 2 houses, and it was too cold, and I went home. I was little. I was walking with my brother and Fred and those guys, but it was really interesting.
That's awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you, Bernie, for sharing the information and the history, and I look forward to people being able to click on this and off the website and get to learn a little bit more about Los Diaz. You know, there's a lot more to uncover. I'm sure the history goes so far back, but I appreciate you sharing the
What
little
I
bit that
know,
you have. Yeah,
just what
that's
I know.
amazing. So anyway, we're checking out. It is Sunday, April 11th, and I'm here with Bernie Torres, and thank you so much, Bernie.
Thank you, Chris.